local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
One day closer to the weekend. Welcome to Thursday's edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. We certainly appreciate that each and every day. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. As we always do, we get started with today's top three stories, starting with House Speaker Mike Johnson, who needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. Johnson is moving forward with the plan to vote on separate bills to send military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific, as well as introducing a bill that includes border security measures.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Well, however, several conservatives, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, quickly came out against the plan, arguing border policy changes should be directly tied to any additional funding for Ukraine. Another seated juror in former President Trump's hush money criminal trial is being dismissed after he was questioned about his arrest record, and there are growing doubts about a fair jury being selected.
You know, everybody has biases and, you know, stereotypes in their mind, so you have to be a really, you know, deep and, fair person, which is very hard to do, right?
Yeah, this comes after a juror was excused earlier today when she expressed concerns about her identity being made public by the media. The number of chosen jurors is now down to five. More than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing RFK Jr. and endorsing President Biden.
The first sitting president in our history who has traveled to an active war zone, not under U.S. control. Not once, but twice, to show support for our allies.
That's his sister, Carrie Kennedy. Democrats have expressed concerns his candidacy would pull votes away from Biden in November and help elect Trump in a close race. 4:13, we say good afternoon to Austin for the first time today. Austin, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Shot or no shot, it is possible for there to be a fair jury in the Donald Trump case.
I don't think that's possible, no. I mean, and the thing is, that's not a wild take because...
I agree 100%.
Well, what I mean by that is this is the first time that we've ever had a president be in this position. So we don't have really a frame of reference on how to obtain a fair jury. And with him being so polarizing, you either have people who wish ill upon him or you got people who are blindly loyal to him. So, no, I think it's going to be very difficult, especially depending on where you are in the country, to get
and
a fair
I don't know where
jury.
That – yeah, I mean, I don't know where red state, blue state or whatever. I don't know where in the country you'd be able to find a pocket of people that are not necessarily on either side of the spectrum but are, you know, closely like in the middle. I just don't see that with Donald Trump. But I agree 100%. Local headlines, a lot going on here. We'll get those right after traffic and weather.
Well, our first traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, several spots of note here early this afternoon. We will start over in Milton. We've got a couple spots there. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've got typical evening traffic there. But as you continue westward towards Glover Lane, just getting past Dogwood Drive, we do have some more backups in that area there. Over in Pace, if you're traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points, we've got some problems in that area as well. And beyond that, it's just a bit more the same. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has some problems. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, though that's not looking too bad at this moment. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, they have backups there. That's a bit worse than usual. And the last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Hurlburt Field.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Taking a look at local headlines here today. Starting with the Bay Center. So there was a recent study concluded that we discussed here showing that the Bay Center needs a lot of work. I don't think that is especially breaking news to anybody, especially given that every 5 or 6 years or so they seem to do a study that just confirms the same thing that the last one did. Yes, the Bay Center is old and it needs a lot of work. Members of the Tourism Development Council voted to approve $10 million of tourism development money to go towards fixing and upgrading the arena, but the study shows that the Bay Center would need a $72 million investment in the next 7 years and over $140 million over the next 20 years to repair or replace old infrastructure in an effort to make it competitive, because you've got Mobile that's investing $300 million into a brand spanking new arena. Good on them. Michael Capps, the general manager of the Pensacola Bay Center, requested $10 million from the TDC. The request was granted, but with a question from Jim Reeves, and here's that exchange.
Why did you just ask for $10 million?
That's what we're here to ask for, sir.
No, I said, why did you just ask for that? Why didn't you ask for the $72 million?
The feedback that we received going through with staff with the county conversations was that that 72 number was too large of an ask. So
but that was just strictly county staff.
Correct.
So Cap says the $10 million will be used to improve, maintain, and keep the Bay Center operational. My opinion, it's putting lipstick on a pig. That's my opinion there. $72 million. I mean, listen, I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know if the TDC is saying, yeah, we can foot the bill on this or whatever, but you're just kind of kicking it down the road, and eventually, you know, something's going to have to give here. That's my thoughts. You can weigh in as well, 850-437-1620. Some big news in Southern Alabama today. The Orange Beach Express is going toll-free. The state announcing they're buying the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million, and the last day of tolls is expected to be the Friday before Memorial Day at noon. FDLE says their first electronic storage detection canine, Maple, died this week following a battle with cancer. Maple began her work in 2019, assigned to FDLE's Pensacola office. At the time, she was one of three ESD canines statewide and the only ESD canine in Florida's panhandle. Also, PPD says they're investigating a robbery at the Family Dollar on North 9th Avenue this week.
Male wearing a mask attacked the clerk as he was leaving with deposit bags. He was actually waiting by his car. So we're still looking for that individual, looking for information. So if you know of any information that we could use, please give us a call or call Crime Stoppers.
PPD's Mike Wood there says the suspect was waiting in the parking lot, and when the employee left with the deposit bags, they were robbed. Also, an update following a shooting during an armed robbery. Escambia Sheriff deputies now say that 20-year-old Patrick Farrell has been arrested. The alleged shooting happened around 2 o'clock Tuesday morning at a home on North Peace Street after Farrell had asked for money from an acquaintance. The acquaintance said no, and then Farrell allegedly showed up at the house, stole the money, and then shot the victim in the back. We'll take a break there at 4:19. We're back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Piedmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about whether schools should give you an idea of how much homework to expect at different grade levels or not. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about some of the parking changes coming downtown. Also talked about the response from NPR to the article from an insider for 25 years criticizing them for their liberal lean recently. And their answer was to suspend him without pay for 5 days. And what's the right way to eat a banana? Our frivolous question for the day. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, nothing too severe, just a bit, a few spots of typical congestion on the road. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel towards Highway 98, we've got some backups there. And also, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel in that same area towards Dog Track Road, you're going to have a bit more going that way as well. Also have some on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and a little bit on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards I-10. Beyond that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, and then a little ways further west if you're passing Windhaven Beach. And the last main spots at this moment are if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, and northbound on Woodbine Road if you're traveling towards the Publix at Five Points.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 425 here at News Radio 92.3. Looking at our state headlines, a bill establishing a statewide school chaplain program is now law.
You know, you got a lot of these problems that kids go through. You know, that there's some students where, you know, they need some soul craft. And that can make all the difference in the world. And so these chaplains will be able to come and provide services.
Governor DeSantis says the program is voluntary and would need parental consent. He also signed another bill allowing groups like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Civil Air Patrol, and Future Farmers of America to come on campuses and make a pitch for students to join up.
NOAA, or NOAA, gave its monthly climate update yesterday. March 2024 was the warmest March on record for the globe in NOAA's 175-year record. The March global surface temperature was 2.5 degrees above the 20th century average of 54.9. The Atlantic Ocean is also warmer.
Florida seeing another dip in weekly jobless claims. The U.S. Labor Department reports nearly 6,000 new claims for unemployment benefits were filed for the week ending last Saturday. That's about 400 fewer than the prior week.
And Uber is using a new security measure to make sure drivers in South Florida feel more safe. Miami is one of the first cities to test out the app's new rider verification program. Starting today, verified users will get an identifier on their profile that shows they went through additional steps to confirm their information on the app. The goal is to provide rideshare drivers with more peace of mind when they pick up passengers.
National news today. The cause of last year's Maui fires that killed 101 people is still unknown. A state attorney general report released today says a major windstorm toppled power lines in Lahaina, sparking the first fire on that fateful day. That fire was extinguished but reignited by strong winds, and eventually there were four major wildfires breaking out. There is debate about whether Hawaiian Electric had de-energized the lines after the first fire. The report details problems with the fire department itself, including some using the WhatsApp app to communicate.
And Virginia is making it illegal for the NCAA to punish schools for paying athletes directly for their name, image, and likeness rights. The law will go into effect July 1st after being signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin today. NCAA rules currently prohibit schools from signing NIL deals with their own players.
Attorneys for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger filed his alibi defense just ahead of the deadline. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
The 29-year-old Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in November of 2022 and has pleaded not guilty. Legal correspondent Laura Jarrett reports.
In the newly released court documents, Koberger's legal team now says his phone did not travel east on the Moscow-Pullman Highway in the early morning hours of November 13th and thus could not be the vehicle captured on video along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. The judge entered a plea of not guilty on Koberger's behalf, but this morning, the case is stalled in unresolved pretrial motions with no trial date.
Late Wednesday, Koberger's lawyer submitted a 10-page filing that claimed he was out driving in the early morning hours of November 13th, as he often did, to hike and run and or see the moon and stars. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And the U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. The Treasury Department also says it is punishing five companies associated with Iran's steel industry and three subsidiaries of an Iranian automaker. The sanctions are in response to Iran's attack on Israel last week.
The U.N. Security Council is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a Palestinian request for full U.N. membership. The 15-member council will vote on a draft resolution which will recommend that the state of Palestine be admitted to the General Assembly. A council resolution needs at least 9 votes to pass and no vetoes by the U.S., Russia, China, France, or Britain.
And one day after the Senate dismissed impeachment charges against the head of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is back on Capitol Hill.
I have honored the oath of office that I have taken more than 5 times in my 22-plus years of federal service.
The secretary repeatedly refused to answer questions from Senate Republicans about the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. He says that all migrants are evaluated before being put on parole.
A 4:30 right now. That sound means it's time to go, at least temporarily. A Fox News update. CBS Sports Minute is coming up. We're back with a look at our sports headlines and news and notes, health, business, and science as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. 12 jurors and one alternate have been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Latest additions came after two others were dismissed. Fox's Nate Foy's in New York City.
Several different concerns about each of those jurors. One of them, the most recent juror who was sent home, had been arrested back in the 1990s for tearing down conservative political signs.
Another woman who was dismissed said she had concerns over whether she could be impartial. The trial will resume tomorrow. President Biden continues to campaign in the swing state of Pennsylvania. He picked up an endorsement from Carrie Kennedy, the sister of independent presidential hopeful Robert Kennedy Jr.
What an incredible honor to have the support of the Kennedy family.
And the president speaking there in Philadelphia. America is listening to Fox News.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, shares of Netflix seeing some weakness in after-hour trading after the video streaming provider said that its results were better than expected due to subscriber growth in the latest quarter. Netflix said it added over 9 million new subscribers in the quarter, which was ahead of Wall Street estimates. Looking ahead, the company also said it sees second quarter revenues in the ballpark of around $9.5 billion, and also predicting revenue growth of about 13-15%. However, shares of Netflix continue to trade a bit lower in after-hours action. And tech giant Google says it's launching a new update for Google Maps to assist EV drivers to find nearby charging stations. It includes features that provide real-time info about charging ports, availability, and even charging speed. And users will also be encouraged to share feedback on their charging experiences. Users will also be able to input the type of plugs they used along with their wait times, which will be used by artificial intelligence to help drivers find chargers in challenging locations. The global update will be pushed out in coming months. On Wall Street, stocks gave up early gains to finish mixed. And that's Your Money Now.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Empower. Start taking control of your financial future at Empower.com. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a calf strain. Jimmy Butler injured his MCL. Joel Embiid isn't 100%. And Julius Randle is out for the season. So clearly the Eastern Conference is dealing with a ton of injuries. We all know the pressure that was already on the Celtics. But with all these injuries piling up, it would really be laughable and a disaster if the Seas aren't in the NBA Finals come June. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at Empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPB LLC.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we've got some minor congestion there. Pretty run-of-the-mill for that road at this time, but it's not as severe as it has been, so that's good. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, going to cause you some backups of its own. Blue Angel Parkway still giving us a lot of issues if you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. And in that same area, if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, rather, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Also, just past that, we do have an accident report. This is, once again, on Gulf Breeze Parkway near, what does that road say? I can't read that. Man, that's a big word, Nantahala Beach Road. Okay, so on the off chance that you know where that is.
Where do you think that accident was?
It's on Gulf Breeze Parkway. It's in front of the Santa Rosa County Credit Union.
There we go.
On Gulf Breeze Parkway.
That's better.
Landmarks are always the next
thing. Yeah, no, they're the first best thing.
Yeah, at least with street names like that. So be on the lookout for that as well. Not causing much congestion at this time, though. On Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, we still have some issues there, and you're going to encounter a little bit more as you go past Windhaven Beach. And then the last main spots right now are if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:40 here at News Radio 92.3. Sports headlines and scoreboard brought to you by Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Starting with the NBA, the Sixers squeaked past the Heat last night, 105-104, to lock up the Eastern Conference's seventh seed. And the Bulls rolled past the Hawks, beat them by 15, I believe. That kicks them out of the hunt and ends their season. The Heat and Bulls will now battle in the early game tomorrow night to decide the Eastern's final seed, but star Jimmy Butler is expected to miss out on it, and several weeks more, potentially, due to a right MCL injury he sustained in the loss to Philadelphia. So that's a big deal. Basically, the Eastern Conference equivalent of what the Pelicans are dealing with. In the NHL, today's the final day of the NHL regular season. We have an ESPN doubleheader headlining that. The Kraken at Wild at 6 o'clock, followed by Oilers at Avalanche at 8:30. The postseason is going to begin Saturday afternoon. And the Arizona Coyotes, we've talked about them heading to Utah. Well, they're going to do it in style. They just beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 last night. They will soon be relocating to Salt Lake City upon being acquired by Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith for $1.2 billion. There is a chance that Arizona could receive an expansion team within the next 5 years, but last night was nonetheless the end of the NHL in Arizona until further notice. Over in the MLB, we've got the Rays beating the Angels today 2-1, and we got Marlins at Cubs at 6:40 on ESPN Plus. So we won't be getting any score updates of that this evening. But if you're a Marlins fan or Cubs fan, like our buddy Joe here,
that's right.
I'm sure you can keep an eye on that. Women's basketball, Caitlin Clark is set to become Nike's next signature athlete. The deal is worth $20 million and will include a signature Nike shoe for Clark. Mm-hmm. So once again, just setting the bar for women's athletics there. And then lastly, NCAA baseball, we got three ranked games on tonight. It's number 1 Texas A&M at number 18 Alabama at 6 o'clock on the SEC Network. At the same time on the ACC Network, we got number 11 North Carolina at NC State. And then shortly after that, it's the Florida Gators traveling to Nashville to take on number 13 Vanderbilt at 6:30 on ESPNU.
I was pleasantly surprised, Austin. I was scrolling through the script just before we came on, and I saw the NCAA baseball scores or the games coming up, and I said, who's Wake Forest playing tonight?
Yeah, but no,
they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, so. I've just been looking at ranked teams, so either we aren't playing tonight or we aren't ranked. I'm not sure which. Right. Maybe both.
Health, business, and science, or you could just be growing as a person.
Yes, that too.
Google is firing 28 workers after protests against labor conditions and the company's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI. 9 Google employees were arrested for trespassing after staging a sit-in at the company offices in New York and California. The arrests were live-streamed on Twitch, and the protesters were released after a few hours at the police station.
And a salmonella outbreak is prompting Trader Joe's to fresh basil from shell. Prompting Trader Joe's to fresh basil. Is there a word missing there?
Remove
fresh basil from shelves in 29 states. The California-based company says it's pulled the infinite herbs basil after it left 12 people sick.
Sheesh.
The CDC tells consumers to throw it away or return it to Trader Joe's. Florida is included in the recall.
For the first time ever, a Gallup poll on the nation's sleeping habits shows that the majority of Americans are not getting enough shut-eye. Experts say a lot of this has to do with stress.
If it's been going on for quite some time, then it becomes more like a bad habit, and it's hard to break, but it's not impossible.
He says that people who can't sleep need to stop scrolling through social media before bed. That adds to stress levels, and the light from your phone awakens your brain.
Mm. Real quick pop culture notes here, or at least getting them started before traffic and weather together. The first trailer is being released for M. Night Shyamalan's Trap. The film stars Josh Hartnett as a father attending a pop concert with his teen daughter when he notices a heavy police presence in the building. He finds out they are attempting to trap a serial killer in the building, and it's revealed that Hartnett's character is the one they're after. Trap will hit theaters on August 9th.
You know, I'm very happy to hear this news about Josh Hartnett, because look, I'm sure that he's done projects over the years, but
right.
I remember him co-starring with Ben Affleck in Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
And then in my mind, he fell completely off the face of the earth and then came back in a support role, support role in Oppenheimer. He was one of the professors that Oppenheimer went at UC Berkeley, I think, or one of the technology or whatever.
One of those places.
Yeah. Right. So, and I was like, in the moment watching it in theaters, I was like, okay, I know, I've seen that person somewhere. I couldn't put my finger on it. And then I was like, I think he's the guy from Pearl Harbor, but it's kind of striking because he was so much younger in Pearl Harbor, and we're talking like a 23-year difference, but I hadn't literally seen him since then.
Well, he's and played so, in a lot of stuff in
well,
film
Well, that's what
alone.
I'm saying, but like I don't know that I would recognize any of the films that he has been in between Pearl Harbor and Oppenheimer. So, again, I go to movies, I used to go to movies somewhat frequently, and I just never saw him since then. But now that he's starring in this one, M. Night Shyamalan, he's gained notoriety right in the past few years. He's had some big movies, and I really like the synopsis for this too.
It's kind of intriguing. I was looking at some of the stuff that Hartnett was in. Some of these things sound familiar, but I haven't seen them. Sin City. He played in something called, where was it? He played in Pearl Harbor, obviously. Yeah. Hollywood Homicide, Wicker Park. He's played in a lot of stuff. It's just I don't know how big of like blockbuster films they were, and I don't know how big of roles he played. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It's a bit more the same as our last update. Got some problems on Blue Angel Parkway, this time in a different area. If you're traveling southbound on Softly Field Road, we've got some problems developing over there. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound trying to head towards 9 Mile, or if you're traveling southbound in that same area trying to get onto I-10, we've got some congestion going both ways there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still going to cause you some minor hiccups here and there. Then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field. And then Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound on Blackwater River and coming into downtown Milton.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Also, Allman Brothers band singer and guitarist Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. All I want for a rambling man. So, yeah, heard the song a long time. I came into the newsroom this afternoon when I just came in, and Steve Taylor, who, of course, has the midday and production here, he's like, oh, my gosh, Dickie Betts died. I says, who's that?
I didn't know the name.
He's with the Allman Brothers. I said, who's that?
You hadn't heard of the Allman Brothers band?
Again, no. But, like, the song? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
heard that.
It's a hit. Yeah, it's a big song.
But I would not have known that that was who it was.
And as I said, Dickie Betts, I didn't even know his name. Let's see. Ye, you may know that one. If you don't know him by Ye, you know him by Kanye West. He is reportedly the suspect in a battery case in Los Angeles. TMZ reports that he's accused of punching a man in the face late Tuesday night. The report says the man may have grabbed or pushed Ye's wife, Bianca Censori. Authorities have not announced any charges.
Mm. Well, Taylor Swift drops her brand new album tomorrow. The icon surprised fans at the Grammys when she announced the Tortured Poets Department. It's Swift's 11th studio album. Austin, will you be waiting at Target for them to open to get your hard CD copy?
My workplace availability isn't great, so because you know I don't think in my time of doing the show I've missed a single day, so I'm going to keep that streak going.
Right.
But if I were to miss a day, it'd be that one.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break there. 4:48. Back with a recap of today's top three stories, local headlines as well. And then finishing up with some wacky stories and good news next.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now, and these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about whether schools should give you an idea of how much homework to expect at different grade levels or not. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about some of the parking changes coming downtown. Also talked about the response from NPR to the article from an insider for 25 years criticizing them for their liberal lean recently. And their answer was to suspend him without pay for 5 days. And what's the right way to eat a banana? Our frivolous question for the day. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down an hour number one on a Thursday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Recapping some of the day's top stories, top three stories today. House Speaker Mike Johnson will need the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. He is moving forward with plans to vote on separate bills that include aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the allies in the Indo-Pacific, as well as a bill that includes border security. Another seated juror in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial dismissed today after he was questioned about his arrest record. Also, another juror was excused when she expressed concerns about her identity being made public by the media. So the number of jurors is down to five. More than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and endorsing President Biden. His sister, Carrie Kennedy, made the announcement today. And top local headlines today in southern Alabama, big news, the Orange Beach Expressway is going toll-free. The state announced they're buying the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million. The last day of tolls would be Friday before Memorial Day at noon. Also, NOAA giving its monthly climate update and saying that March is the warmest March on record for the globe, and NOAA's 175-year record, and saying that the Atlantic Ocean is also warmer, which of course has a direct impact on how severe the hurricane season could be, which starts June 1st. PPD says that they're investigating a robbery at the Family Dollar. It happened on North 9th Avenue when the suspect was waiting outside and an employee came out with store deposit bags and made off with those. Sheriff's office also announcing that Patrick Farrell Jr., the man wanted on allegedly shooting a man during a robbery, is now in custody. Final check of the roads, Austin. How are they looking?
Well, let's see. We had several spots of note so far this hour. That appears to still be the case now, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some backups there. And if you're traveling southbound in that same area towards I-10, the same can be said for that lane. Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, still have some backups there. Blue Angel Parkway's gotten worse in recent memory, I've noticed. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, we had a lot of issues in front of Hurlburt Field and going through Windhaven Beach. beach. That congestion is still present, but it has seemingly decreased a good deal. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. However, that doesn't mean that Caroline Street doesn't have any problems. If you are further back past, basically right at the Circle K, just a little ways over Blackwater River, we do have an accident report in that area causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. And also Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, passing Avalon Boulevard, we've got some problems there as well.
Also, just getting an update that all 12 jurors have now been seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial.
So wow, that was fast.
That update, yeah. Looking at our forecast.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, some wackier stories in the news. Austin, of course, we had tax deadline day earlier this week.
Yes.
A Wisconsin woman is looking at charges after police say she shot at her boyfriend because he didn't have his taxes done. They say Lily Hawkinson fired one shot near his ear, then a second shot at him as he was walking away from their home. Police say Hawkinson's blood alcohol level was 2.5 times the legal limit. The boyfriend said that she was angry because he had not finished filing out his tax forms. So,
okay. A fair reason to be angry, but I think the drunken part is what really played a role in the firing there more than the tax form blues. Let's see. A woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be the actual Aaron Rodgers online. They met on a messaging app called Viber. She and Aaron talked for a couple months, and she was confident it was him because the profile picture had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers hat. Ironclad defense there. She was so sure that that it was him, she gave him her driver's license, social security number, and bank account details. If you're wondering why Aaron would need this random Ohio woman's info like that, he said things like, "I'll send you $10,000 if you, or I will send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment, but first you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife." The police are investigating, but it's unclear if they're making headway. In the meantime, they've told her to block Aaron on all social media, freeze all of her accounts, change her passwords, and monitor her credit.
Interesting.
That's one of those stories where, like, you're a victim, but I don't feel sorry for you. Like, obviously, that guy's a jerk for trying to scam you, but why were you believing that?
I mean, he had the picture of him in the Packer hat, Austin.
Oh, I forgot. Silly me. Yeah. I'd have fallen for it, too.
Yeah. The White House is clarifying that President Biden's uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals. During two campaign stops yesterday, Biden said his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed in World War II, then went on to make the cannibal claim.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
All right. So today, the White House press secretary told reporters that Biden was only expressing how incredibly proud he was of Finnegan and he was not eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
There's no better way to say you're proud of your uncle than to say there's a lot of cannibals around and they never found the body. What other conclusion would you draw? Some good news here. There's a new restaurant in Italy that's trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in. They put it in a box, and it's even locked with a key, which they give to you. The restaurant is in Verona, and it's called Al Condominio. They said they wanted to try something new, and they thought this would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions. Giving up your phone is optional, but with a generous perk like a bottle of wine, they say the response has been very positive, and most diners are taking them up on the offer.
You know, I'll tell you, the moment that I believe, personally, that my now wife fell in love with me,
really,
and it was our first formal official date. We went to Rodizio. It was the night of the NFL wild card playoffs. The Steelers were playing the Bengals that night. I left my phone in the car.
That was very smart, especially with it being a momentous day in the NFL season.
Yes.
That was smart of you. I think we won that game.
Guys, listen to Uncle Joe on that one. If you want to really impress a lady, leave your phone in the car when you take her out to a date. Haven't done it since, by the way.
Especially
she married me.
Well, yeah, because you got her hook, line, and sinker at that point.
That's
but the
right.
thing is, yes, leave your phone in the car, and for bonus, have it during a major league sports postseason.
That's right. A tarot card reader in Michigan told a woman she'd come into some money very soon. The lady went home, scratched a lottery ticket she had bought earlier in the day, and guess what? Won $500,000.
Oh, come on.
All right. I mean, good for her.
Oh, no, for sure.
Not necessarily subscribing to the tarot person, but, you know, we get it. 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.